Here now with a first look at what it says in the papers, it's Shane McElhattan.
The news that the purchase of XL bully dogs is set to be made illegal from October 1st features in all the papers today. It generates lead stories for the Mail and Independent and front page news elsewhere. The Mail reports that Minister for Social Protection Heather Humphreys is to announce today that the purchase of these dogs will be illegal from October. The ban comes after the fatal mauling of Nicole Murray in Limerick last month. The Independent's front page lead says that from next February, it'll be a criminal offence to own these dogs without an exemption certificate. The Mirror reports that from October, there will be a complete ban on the selling, breeding, rehoming or importing of the dogs. In Ireland, we have each other's backs, is the quote from a grateful and relieved Tory Towie on the Examiner's front page, among several quotes across the Republic's papers. The 28-year-old was speaking at Dublin Airport after her return from Dubai. "I wouldn't be here without you," is the lead quote on the Sun's front page. The returning of a verdict of accidental death at the inquest into the deaths of four teenagers in Clonmel last year gets extensive and in-depth coverage today. The verdict was returned at the inquest into the deaths of Luke McSweeney, his sister Grace, Zoe Coffey and Nicole Murphy. There's widespread use of a quote from neighbours who came upon the crash scene, that there'd been a torrential downpour prior to the crash, with pools of water flowing down the hill where the crash happened. The inquest heard that the three girls were being driven by Luke to catch a bus to Carlow for a party to celebrate their Leaving Cert results. The capital's transport network is allegedly becoming a series of corridors of crime, according to a claim by members of the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party. They commissioned a survey on crime in the city that had 1,500 respondents. The Mirror reports that 65% of the respondents had witnessed antisocial behaviour in the city centre. Fianna Fáil's Jim O'Callaghan is quoted in the Mirror as saying, as denying that the timing of the survey, with a general election on the horizon, was aimed at increasing the pressure on Justice Minister Helen McEntee. The revelation that Pogue star Shane McGowan left a €1 million fortune to his wife Victoria Mary Clark is covered in several papers. The singer died in November last year, just short of his 66th birthday on Christmas Day. Finally, did the earth move for you during the Taylor Swift concerts? That's the question posed by the papers this morning. This is after the publication of the results of tests carried out by the Dublin Institute for Advanced Studies at the three concerts in Dublin last month. The Independent reports that the Institute placed sensors outside the Aviva Stadium, and the shows generated so much energy that that energy was felt on seismic instruments located 100 kilometres away in County Wexford. It quotes Eleanor Dunn from the Institute as calculating that at one point during one concert, enough energy was being generated by the dancing crowd to power a mobile phone for 19 minutes. The Mail reports that the Friday night crowd generated the most energy, and Love Story was the song that marked the climax.
There you go now, Shane McElhattan. Thank you.